What's up, everybody? It's Sunday Fun Day here for week 5 now. Season's flying by, I know. All right, so about last week, again, suck. Once again, terrible. I was 1-for-3 in the parlays, in the straight wager, and that I parlayed that 3 games. And that's, again, another week where my straight wager picks are losing records. And so I got to do something to get this turned around, because we can't have this. Just can't have it. So, positive note, we won another teaser, which is covering my ass. And last season, towards the end of the year, I stopped doing teasers, and I was just doing parlays and straight wagers. Didn't think it was worth it. Boy, was I wrong, because they're saving my ass this year. Last week, we had that 5-team 6-point teaser. This week, we got a 6-team 7-point teaser winner. So let me just go over that teaser from last week. We had KC plus 1, New England as a pick'em, Tennessee plus 11, Seattle plus 2, New Orleans plus 9.5, Jacksonville plus 10. So we were successful with that 6-team 7-point teaser, had some good winnings, and helped cover all these losses we've been having in the beginning of the year. So I'm hoping this week we turn around, get some of these straight games, you know, maybe have a complete week, finish all the straight wagers and the parlays, and just bang, big money. All right, enough talking about it, though. We got to actually do it. So let's see. First game, I'm doing 3. We're doing 3 games, straight wagers, and we will parlay those 3 games. We got New Orleans minus 3 at home against Tampa Bay. The Tampa Bay team that just beat the LA Rams in LA. Yeah. I think New Orleans is going to beat them at home. I think Jameis Winston here, coming off his career day, and the Tampa Bay Bucks, they're the most inconsistent team and player. So I'm taking New Orleans minus the 3 points. Tennessee minus 3 at home against Buffalo. I think Buffalo got beat up pretty good against New England trying to beat them, and they almost did. Even with when the backup quarterback came in, which is another thing. We have no idea what this quarterback situation here is in Buffalo, and I think they are really licking their wounds. I'm taking Tennessee, minus 3, at home. Mike Vrabel, love the guy. All right, so Jacksonville, plus 3, at Carolina. This is tough because Carolina and that quarterback are playing pretty good this year. Well, now, at this point. But I'm all over Minshew Mania. I got it. I can't get rid of it. So I'm taking Jacksonville plus 3 at Carolina. I will straight wager all those games, and then I'm going to put them together as a 3-team parlay. Now I'm doing 3 other games to do a 6-team parlay, and I'll do a 6-team 6-point teaser. And I'm also doing a Thursday night football game, first time this year. And I didn't want to do Thursday night because if I don't do Thursday night, it gives people a chance to listen all the way up through Sunday morning to the podcast to be able to get the parlay and teaser. Now people are going to only have, if they listen after Thursday, the teaser and parlay will have already, we will know if it's winning or if it might be a total bust at that point. And that's another reason I don't like betting on Thursday night football for a parlay or teaser, because you lose that, your whole Sunday is now shot basically, because you've already lost your parlay and teaser and it's only Thursday. So if that does happen, a lot of times I'll go back, regroup, and set up another smaller teaser and parlay just for Sunday, just so I can watch. But I'm hoping that the Thursday night is a win and you're rolling into Sunday all this excitement. So let's just let's jump right into this Thursday night football game. We got Seattle minus 5.5 versus the Rams. Seattle's home, and that is a huge advantage for them being the home team. The Rams just got beat up by the Bucks. Seattle's playing some pretty good football. I'm taking them minus a point and a half on Thursday night. The next game, we got Green Bay plus 3.5 at Dallas. It's another tough one because I think Dallas is good. I think Green Bay is good. Green Bay hasn't really figured it out yet, though, especially on offense. So I don't know if I can trust them, but I'm going with them to play a good football game against Dallas. Dallas kind of seems like they've taken a step back. We'll see if they can turn around. I don't think they will this week. That's why I got Green Bay plus 3.5. The last game is Arizona plus 3.5 at Cincinnati. And this is more about how bad Cincinnati is than how good Arizona is. And Arizona's not that great. And they're on the road. Cincinnati's offensive line is just terrible. And you can't play good football games with a bad offensive line. It just doesn't matter who else you have. So I think Arizona will win this game. Or at least keep it close. They're getting 3.5, but I think they'll win this. So that's the 16 parlay I'm doing that I've added onto my three straight wagers. I also took those six games, added 6 points, and made a teaser. So let's just run down this teaser real quick. We got New Orleans plus 3, Tennessee plus 3, Jacksonville plus 9.5. Seattle plus 4.5, Thursday night game. Green Bay plus 9.5, Arizona plus 9.5. So this teaser doesn't look too bad either. This could be another winner. But I want more than the teaser. I want the parlay winner. I want the straight wager winner. I want to win all these bets 1 week because that's just a great feeling when that happens. And it's a great feeling for the wallet as well. So that's it for this week. Make sure this Thursday night football game could ruin the teaser and parlay. So make sure you follow me on Twitter at Sunday69Funday because if Thursday night football game is a loss, I most likely will be doing another five-team parlay and teaser, and I will be posting that on Twitter. So be sure to follow me so you can get all that info when I put it out there. I also like to do some crazy ass bets. I find some nuts parlays to take a bet on. Sometimes I do college football. If there's a game on Saturday, just for the fun of watching the game, if the game's on TV and I want some excitement, I'll throw a little bet on it. Those bets really have no thought that much because I don't really follow college football. I know a little bit, not that much. So, yeah, if you follow me on there, you'll get some good info. Anyone who listens to this, I appreciate it very much. And I thank you for listening. And if you're placing bets, good luck to you. And let's hope for another winning week. All right. I will catch you guys next week.